The statue of former Philadelphia Mayor Frank Rizzo will be moved from its current site, and WHYY's Tom McDonald reports that it's not yet clear where it will be going.
Mayor Jim Kenney says input from about 4,000 people, both good and bad, was the impetus to move the Rizzo statue.
I was not a fan of Rizzo, so I could have said take the first day, say take the damn thing down, but I didn't, and I wouldn't. There were many complaints that people who had a bad experience had to go into a public building to do public business and had to walk under him or see him. And it was offensive to some people. There's other people who thought he was godlike and worship him.
Frank Rizzo Jr., a former city councilman, says his mother's disappointed and feels the process has been handled poorly.
I've never seen anything honestly like this, where a press release goes out saying we're moving the statue.
Mayor Kenney's spokesperson, Lauren Hitt, says it was a mistake the Rizzo family wasn't notified. She says the decision comes because they're redoing Payne Plaza where the statue stands.
Because it is such a unique location, is it right to have a statue out there that is so alienating and upsetting to some people if they don't have any choice but to encounter it?
Asa Khalif of the group Black Lives Matter says the statue celebrates a racist bigot and a homophobe, someone who is brutal both as police commissioner and mayor.
It represented and it celebrated white supremacy. It celebrated police brutality and police violence.
Republican City Councilman Al Taubenberger is disappointed.
I would hope they will find a place of prominence for it. He was loved by many, many people.
The Kenney administration says it'll take about 6 months to come up with a specific plan of where to put the Rizzo statue. The move would require approval from Philadelphia's Art Commission. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.